Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. We're going to continue to discuss Jimmy's ideas about what's really going on in the Ukraine and the rationale behind it. Number one, Jimmy is saying that we continue to buy oil from Russia. So in essence, what we're doing is we are subsidizing the Russian war effort, point number one. Point number two, Jimmy is saying that we were aware of the potential of a Ukraine invasion back as far as January when we started pulling our people out of the U.S. embassies in the Ukraine. And number three, what's really interesting is that Jimmy is saying that the United States was energy independent under Trump, under Biden, and the Biden regime. We are no longer energy independent. Biden is very, very interested, according to Jimmy, that the reason he is looking for not being energy independent is because the alternative in the energy sector happens to be solar panels. And who is the major manufacturer in the world of solar panels? It just happens to be the Chinese. So this whole chess game is fitting into a very, very complicated, convoluted situation that on the surface you really can't disagree with it at this particular moment in time. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying it is very possible. Jimmy, continue.
Yeah, so it is becoming very apparent through White House press briefings and Jen Psaki that the administration is pushing back on the idea of halting Russian exports. And why would they be doing that? Especially if it's clear that the Russian, they're, you know, trying to say that they're against this invasion, but they're not putting the full effort of reducing that. One is they're saying that, well, that'll impact the American people. Well, okay, but so will the potential, you know, destabilization of Europe and, of course, deaths of many people and potential Article 5 requirements for NATO intervention. That's a crazy thing to happen when you can actually cut off the funding and the resourcing of Russian military capabilities by stopping oil imports and gas imports, at least for some period of time, into Europe and the United States.
Right.
You know, the justifications here are becoming less and less viable. The only thing that I can see that the administration, the regime's view, the Biden regime's review is, hey, let's get more carbon neutral and let's force the prices up, which forces Americans to change and look at alternative sources. And it's not just solar panels. China does produce the world's solar panels, most of them. But the overall alternative energy plan is a essential element to their base. And when you have people like John Kerry, former Secretary of State and the Biden administration's special representative for climate change, saying, well, we just hope Putin, you know, remembers to help with the climate, it's pretty clear what's on their mind from a policy standpoint. There's no question that's not part of their thought process. What happens from this effort, there's a lot of losers and only one winner, the way I see it, in all of this conflict right now. And of course, you know, the Ukrainians are the biggest losers right now. They're going to be crushed if they can survive the onslaught and cause an insurgency that forces the Russians out. It's too late. They've been crushed. When you look at right now, flyover video pictures of Kyiv, you're seeing apartment buildings blown apart,
right?
Official buildings blown apart, many, many, many civilian, innocent civilian casualties. And this is for a war that was started in 2014, all the way back then, by the Russians to control Crimea. So, you know, there's very little justification for it in my mind. But again, there are a number of losers and maybe possibly only one winner.
And that one winner would be China, economically.
Both economically and geopolitically. European Union, right now, they're going to face some very difficult decisions about their energy and their relationships with Russia in the future. they've already failed to put a strong position together to stop the onslaught of Russian aggression. The second part of that is the NATO component. NATO is losing because the whole idea is collective security would keep stability in Europe. And of course that has failed, and now they're unable to act because the Russians are still threatening nuclear weapons. So you're seeing instability, lack of trust in the military component of NATO, and that's directly driven by the U.S. failure in leadership to actually prevent this war from happening before it started. If the Biden regime was fully on board, when they knew that the Russians were preparing to act, they would have taken very bold steps, Article 4 meetings with NATO military leadership for the potential, where they've got generals together and video showed that, look, we're preparing for some sort of a problem, putting together a package and actively enforcing that package prior to the invasion. They are acting negatively in the back. So the Biden regime has undermined NATO. They've allowed, the Europeans made their own choices on it. All three of them lose. The United States loses on this because our face is absolutely ridiculously embarrassed by Afghanistan and what's happening right now in Ukraine and the continuation of this kind of like half measures that really indirectly supports the Russian invasion. And then who comes out of this globally? Advantageously, the Chinese.
Right.
They are looking more powerful. They have a very credible military threat and a tremendous amount of economic influence. As we see, economic influence with energy creates power. And that's right. What Russia is doing right now, how they're controlling efforts in the region as well as the nuclear threat. So China comes out of this looking very powerful. I do believe that the Chinese in the back have said, yeah, go ahead, Russia. We'll kind of be your back there. Make sure that you can continue on operations. And because they've got Russia out there as the fodder to test what possibilities they can do with Taiwan in the future.
And then the next step after that obviously would be very, very negative for the United States, given the status of Taiwan as a chip manufacturer. So this sounds really complicated to me, but the fact of the matter is it does make sense when you look at it in retrospect. And the big winner in this particular situation really would be the Chinese, because the average American is not realizing the benefit to the Chinese of the energy situation that could result from this, the benefit to the Chinese vis-a-vis no more petrol fuel, basically going into solar energy. And that's what you're saying, Jimmy, correct?
That's what I'm saying. Well, not just solar, but other alternative methods.
Right,
but basically,
right.
It rises prices. It forces people off carbon, and the bad guys control it. And in my view, authoritarians are the bad guys. There are people out there, unfortunately, a lot of people that are kind of listening to the Russians' propaganda on this, talking about neo-Nazis in eastern Ukraine and the Azov Battalion, and that there were bioweapons plants in Ukraine. There's a lot of information out there that is partially true, that's a lot, but a lot of it is bogus. Ultimately, this is about power, it's about energy, it's about controlling markets, and it's about actually the globalization through control of authoritarian leadership, in my mind. Leaders are...
We got 40 seconds left. We got 40 seconds left, Jimmy. So, in essence, what we're saying is this really isn't all about NATO and the Ukraine. There's a much more insidious reason behind it, correct?
Yes. It's a part of it. NATO's a part of it, but it's also control of resources,
It's a very convenient part of it if your ideal holds true. It's been a...
And protecting corruption.
Yeah, it's been a very, very interesting program, you guys. We hope you stop and think about it. I hope you enjoyed Frieda's discussion of Putin. Be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.